Fry's English Delight. Word Games, presented by Stephen Fry.
You know, it's possible to argue that world civilization itself was solved in part by that most sophisticated and English of word games, the cryptic crossword puzzle. We will hear how later. Oh, did I say solved? Freudian slip. I meant saved. But words have a kittenish habit of playing with each other in our minds, almost unbidden, as we'll hear. To start, a historic achievement in the paradoxically silent word game charades, later known as Give Us a Clue.
Fans still speak in hushed tones of the day. Una Stubbs, her hands a blur, managed three men in a boat in less than 90 seconds.
Oh, dear. A sound charade from I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, recalled by the late Humphrey Lyttelton, prompting one to reflect that live dirt up a sidetrack carted is a putrid evil. Thanks to Tony Ogard, writer of the Oxford Guide to Word Games, for that palindrome, although 17th-century English composer Henry Purcell created his favourite.
Egad! A bass tone denotes a bad age.
Satan, oscillate my metallic sonatas.
And that reads exactly the same backwards as forwards. You've got pangrams, which is where you try to compose a sentence containing all the letters of the alphabet, but preferably only once each, and nobody's actually devised a perfect pangram.
Yet we still continue to try. All languages and culture are riddled with, well, riddles. They have, in myth and reality, changed the world. Oedipus saved Thebes by solving the riddle of the Sphinx. Who walks on four in the morning, then two, then three? Well, here's an interesting variation from an official enigmatist, Chris Maslanka, who will be joining us for the duration of the programme. But Chris, your riddle is a sort of distant relative to the Oedipal one, isn't it?
This one is a Hungarian one. These are set traditionally by prospective father-in-laws who want to size up whether this chap has come to the village. Is a waste of time or not? Are they pig ignorant? Do they understand animal husbandry as well as husbandry? So this one is 10 pulling 4. So the task is to find a situation that fits.
Right, 10 pulling 4. There's the riddle, and you can think about it throughout the rest of the programme.